Hi guys, in studio today we have former Orlando Pirates and AS Cape Town coach Roger Dessa, as well as Thabo Mngomeni, is a former Orlando Pirates and Bafana Bafana midfielder. Roger is talking to us about leaving AS Cape Town. He's also talking about coach Mushin Etugral and his recent departure from Orlando Pirates, having also been there, Roger himself, at Orlando Pirates. And he's also discussing Cape Town City and how they've been doing in the PSL so far this season. He touched on the issue of how they might have affected Cape Town. And we moved on to Thabo. Thabo is discussing the issue of a need of local coaches in the PSL. He also talks about the current state of affairs at both his former club, Orlando Pirates, as well as Kaizer Chiefs. And he then goes on to talk about life after football. Enjoy the interviews. Up next is Roger Dessa.
Okay, coach, welcome. Obviously, it's been a few weeks since you resigned from Ajax Cape Town. Just tell us how things have been and what you've been up to.
Can you tell
how
relaxed I am?
Yes.
That's been... the first few days, it's always a little bit emotional, a bit dramatic and so on. But after that, sort of, you find your way again and you start seeing that there's a whole world out there. And you start seeing things from a different angle. And it's a great experience. I haven't been in this situation for about 15 years since the day I started coaching. So it has been a new learning lesson, and it's been great. You know, time out to myself and talking to a lot of people. A lot of opportunities coming up and a lot of things that could come up in the future, and it's nice to see, and so far so good.
And coach, have you reflected at all on your time at Ajax?
Yeah, look, I think I didn't really need this time to reflect. I mean, I could see it firsthand, and obviously that's why I felt it was maybe the best for me to step down and move on, you know. I think to help everybody. I think when I spoke to Ari, and we used to speak daily and more than once a day, and we had a very good relationship, and we both felt that something had to be done, and he wasn't going to go, the players weren't going to go, you know, and I was obviously the one that had to make a decision, and after discussing it with him, you know, we felt that maybe that was the best way to go, and it wasn't his decision on its own, and well, my decision on my own was a long discussion, and we really put things down, and we thought maybe that is the way to go about it. And yeah, you know, it was done. We weren't sure of it, but I think we tried, and hopefully it works.
I mean, coach, I mean, I've witnessed a lot of training sessions with you at Ajax. I mean, it looked like it was such a close bond with the players. What just wasn't clicking?
No, there was a fantastic bond. There was no issue about the change room or the players or anything like that. It's just a question of sometimes you've got to make a change, and that change sort of changes things, you know, and then hopefully it will change, but unfortunately it hasn't yet. But to be honest, I mean, the signs were always there that it was going to turn. You know, I don't think the club or the team has been outplayed or badly beaten. It's always been close games that they're losing the last couple of seconds or with a silly mistake, and nothing has really changed. But I think it will change. I think, you know, they're going away to Platinum Stars tomorrow, and maybe this would be the turning point. And I think every time Ajax played, we all felt that it was going to be the turning point. And sometimes it just takes a moment. Sometimes it's the ball hitting somebody on the back of the head and ricocheted off the crossbar and whatever, and it goes in and it turns the whole season around. Because it's not that they're playing badly or that they've got bad players. Yeah, look, they're always going to have a little bit of a shortage of depth and things like that, because they're not a buying club. We all know that. But overall, we always felt that it's going to be there's going to be a turning point at any given time, and it's a great squad, good players. The guys are well motivated all the time, and I didn't have a moment with them. I actually felt it's probably one of the better squads I've worked with, And we've stayed in touch. All the players still contact me, as you can imagine. And so, you know, still wish them good luck every game. And I can't wait to see them winning.
And you mentioned there's a lot of opportunities that you've been talking about. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, look, you know, when you coach and play as long as I have, I think from the age of about 17, I got in the game and I've never gone out of it. So this is all I know. You know, when you speak to certain people in different industries, and obviously there's a lot of opportunities. People kind of respect you. They've watched you. They've admired you for certain things that you've done. And a lot of them have contacted me and want me to get involved in different types of businesses. And who knows? I might do a total U-turn and start getting involved in other things.
And you know, you're not going to explore your old avenues of sport that you used to.
Look, I think, you know, often I get asked the question, do I miss it yet? And I said, of course I miss it. You know, I think the first couple of days I didn't, but I do get the feeling now when I wake up in the morning, I go, okay, what today? You know, you can't play golf every day and you can't go supping every day and the weather doesn't allow you to go to the beach every day. So, you know, there's a couple of things you got to get busy with. So, yeah, it's starting to reach that moment now where I'm starting to get a little bit edgy and starting to look for things to do. And who knows, maybe sooner than later, I'll be back at work.
And coach, obviously, just looking at your old club Pirates, Mushin Ertuğrul resigned shortly after you did at Ajax. I mean, what do you make of the situation? And obviously, Pirates has formed the season because they hadn't even lost a game.
Look, you never know. I think those things you got to ask Mushin himself. I think it's only he knows what it was like and what his reasons are. It's very difficult for us from the outside pinpoint the reasons, but I would like to believe that it wasn't that result and that sort of that one half performance that made him resign. But I'm sure he's got his reasons and they're probably valid, you know. And disappointing because I thought he was going to do something there. I thought the squad was pretty good. I thought he had some nice players to work with and a fantastic brand of Pirates. And obviously it didn't work out. It's a little bit of a step back for Pirates on the anniversary year. But already Augusto's shown some good signs with two wins in a row, and if they get to a final, I think they're back on track.
Cool. Obviously, just your thoughts on Cape Town City, obviously having undergone the transition and your good friend Eric Tinkler being in charge.
Yeah, I think it's been great. I think it's great for Cape Town. They're doing extremely well. I think second or third on the log this morning, and I spoke to Eric and he told me about his very tough schedule that he's got ahead of him leading up to Christmas, and he was really concerned about this match. And fantastic to get a great result and a great win straight away, and good to see a team, you know, with a good friend of mine, coach, doing so well. You know, nice players. They obviously also have some difficulties, as we all know. They're new boys in the city, and they're looking for premises, and they, you know, being shunted around slightly. But I think they're here to stay, and they've done extremely well. I think it's a nice brand. It's good for the game. And even better, you know, with Eric leading the pack there, it's fantastic.
Now, we've seen strange things happen in football, and a lot of people have made out that this Ajax's slump has, you know, also happened at the same time that City have come up and started showing themselves. Do you think that's purely coincidental, or given the rivalry between the two families?
No, I think it's purely coincidental. I think it happens in football all the time. You know, sometimes you know, when Man United were great, Man City got relegated. And you know, that was okay. You know, that happens. So these things happen. You know, that's how it goes. And it can turn, you know, with one kick of the ball. It can change overnight very, very quickly. And I think both teams have got enough quality to certainly be in the top eight. I think City have definitely done enough to get in there, and I probably will stay there. And Ajax, I also believe that they have. You know, they've got a lot of good quality players, good young boys. And I think it's just a question of finding their feet, getting one or two of the injured guys back, and a little moment of success and a bit of confidence, and they'll be back on track.
That's it from Roger. Up next is Thabo. Enjoy the interview.
Speaking of coaching, obviously your former club Orlando Pirates recently underwent a coaching change with Mushin Ertuğrul resigning and Augusto Palacios taking over. What do you make of that situation?
I can understand the man that he is, Mushin. On my side, I didn't see him as a as a coach for Orlando Pirates. I think Orlando Pirates, if you're going to coach Orlando Pirates, you don't have to be sensitive. You must have a way of, how can I say, to swallow those critiques or whatever things that they come against you. I didn't see him as that kind of a person. So I wasn't shocked when he left the job.
And I mean, how do you think Palacios is going to perform now that he's taken over?
Definitely he is going to perform well. But what I hate about him, he doesn't want to take that job permanently. It could be he has got his own reasons. I don't know. But I know that he's going to do well.
And Tabo, then, if you say he's not taking the job permanently, who do you want to see take over?
Like a person like Augusto, he's the right person because he knows Pirates. I didn't know at first why did they let Tinkler go. As long as it could be a local coach, that would be fine with me. Because at the moment we are in a problem of having too many ideologies of they keep on making us like we don't have a, how can I say, there's no system that we can say now this is the way that we play here in South Africa. For me, it's because of these foreign coaches. It might sound bad, but I don't think we need too much foreign coaches. If they do come here, they should come here and understand first the people of this place so that they can implement what they've got. Not coming with his own thing, trying to change. You see, I think that is what has been happening. I'd love Paris to get a local coach. All in all,
what do you think needs to be done in terms of tactics or playing style where a foreigner looks at the PSL and they can identify that's the style that the PSL is? Is it Kasi flavor or?
Yeah, you can say Kasi flavor, but I think the most people that can put that Kasi flavor effectively is us. People from here, people that have done it. Why do you have to go and take people from outside? So if there can be many of Tabo's or Lucas Khatebe's on these teams below and on the professional league, definitely we are going to play a similar style of football. And then I think that can make us be more productive when we play. And it can be more easier for the coach to select the team too. Everybody can be easy to gel with the team too. You understand? At the moment, it's like we approach the game as the team that, we just read the team that we're going to play. Then we say, hey, no, since they are playing like this, we have to play them like this. And I think we should attack any team the way that we know we can play.
And Tabo, what do you miss about playing?
Ha! Just being on the field, man. Huh? Getting out of the field, hearing people that you have done this, done that. Actually, it was my, I can say, dream to play professional football, but I didn't know that it can bring this lot of things, such as being loved by so many football lovers. Because even now, hey, wherever I go, people are still greeting me as if I've stopped playing last year. So it makes me feel like a real person, really.
And Tabo, just tell us, I mean, life after football is always a hard transition. You know, you've had your own experiences from it, and a lot of players we've seen go through it. I mean, what do you make of it? And I mean, how do players? What can the players nowadays learn?
Mostly, I can say, if you're getting into football now, try and balance it with education. so that if something break down, then you know that there is something to fall on. And the other thing is to have somebody just that is going to look after your how you do things. Somebody that can tell you when you're offline, and somebody that can and can help you in terms of thinking. Like, what can I say, man? I don't have the right words, but you have to have somebody. It's either from the team. They must have people that are looking after the players outside of the field. Because I think that is where mostly we are doing these flops.
And do you think that was missing during your playing days?
Definitely. And you must understand, most of us, we are coming from the locations. We are not earning. Suddenly now they are saying you're earning 4,000. Then your head becomes big. Definitely, same time you want to buy a car. If you had people that are around looking after you, you're not going to buy a car first. We are going to buy houses first. You understand what I'm trying to say? I just hope teams of today can have people like those that can look after the players.
Tabo, obviously, Soweto Derby is something that you are very familiar with, having played it during your career. I mean, tell us about how's it changed from there till now, considering that we see less goals nowadays?
As you have mentioned, the changes is excitement. Excitement in football, it's goals, the creativity, how they run, how they anticipate, how they control the ball, how they have fun with the ball. That is what the people miss. I think that is what we miss from the stands. The cause of that, you can go back to what I've just said of the different ideologies of the coaches that we have. Due to these so-called foreign, mostly foreign coaches, instead of mostly it should be local, then fewer foreign. Another thing, it could be, you see now, I would love to get into the mentality of the players at Pirates and Chiefs, whether when they get into the ground, what is on their mind? Are they getting there into the ground to play what the coaches has told them? Or are they getting there in the ground to use what the coaches have told them with what they have got in relation with their tactic or strategy? At the moment, for me, they are playing only what they are being told. Maybe I could be wrong. From where I'm sitting, I don't see that self-belief, that confidence, man, that self-belief of doing what your body can do with this ball to bring results for your team.
And Tapo, do you think that maybe the coaches should possibly be less involved when it comes to tactics, relax in that stance and let the players express themselves more?
At the other hand, I don't like to put mostly the blame on the coaches. The mere fact you're a professional coach, a professional player, you should be able to have a way of motivating yourself to play the way you used to play. A team can't take you from Celtics. You're playing like this. You come to this team now. Now you want to change. You're already old. Why they have taken you from that team? It's because of what you are doing. So why change now when you are here at Parade or Chiefs? Sometimes you can blame the coaches. Sometimes I think at the moment I'm blaming the players for the goals that we miss or whatever. It goes with the player's mentality.
And do you think there's a natural lack of motivation, or is it because they're just not trusting the actual ability?
No, I think they want to be in a team. Everybody wants to stay in the team. Everybody wants to do exactly what the coaches has told them. Whereas in the game, in a match, there are different situations. Sometimes what the coaches have told you, they do happen, but sometimes you have to do your own initiative.
And what do you think is the problem with the lack of scoring in the league?
I don't want to say we don't develop now, because now there are a lot of development structures. I think by now we should have had some dangerous strikers. I think we should put the blame on ourselves and come up with a solution to this. I think the body should practice enough scoring, the composure in front of goals. It's either in training they don't see much of goals, they are not used of goals, or when they are playing in the game, they get shocked when they see goals. But there is something that is lacking. I'm trying to figure it out too. I'm not sure, but I can see there is something that we need to do.
And Tabo, let's go on to Kaizer Chiefs for a little bit. Obviously, Steve Compella, you mentioned about local coaches. There's a local coach at Kaizer Chiefs. He received a lot of, you know, stick and criticism at the beginning of the season. What have you made of him?
One thing, I'm behind Steve. I think Steve should be given a chance, just as any other foreign coaches that come to our teams. Hey, I'm keep on repeating the same sentence. Hey, I love it. Hey, yeah. And I think Steve has got the courage, the power. He's got the mentality of. It's just the players need to respond, man, to what he's trying to get out of them. But on the other side, on the positive side from Steve, at least the Chiefs, okay, they are not scoring. But what I like about them, at the moment, you can see how they want to play. They are playing like this, rather than just playing the ball like us. In Paris, you can't say now, hey, we play like this, because today we play like this, tomorrow we play like that. At least at the moment, I can see continuity from his team, the way they like to play, where they are having the ball. I just need to consider more, to focus more what they are doing when they don't have the ball. Yeah, sure. But at the moment, when they do have the ball, yeah, you can see this is their way of trying to find the goal.
And of course, you know, last season they lost a lot of players. This season they did too, particularly when it comes to free agents. Do you think this is a problem that's, you know...
Definitely, sorry, man. Definitely, that could be another... Definitely, that is another factor. You can't change 20 players. I think it's the first time I hear that. 20 players. And then I think the fans, too, they should be behind Steve, man. Just like they have been behind from these other coaches.
Going back to Pirates, obviously they had a lot of changes in the transfer window. Do you think it's a very similar situation to what happened to Kaizer Chiefs?
Yeah, definitely. To bring in a lot of players and to take out a lot of players at the same time, you should get a problem. And then the other thing, let's go back to the question of are they the right players? I don't think I'm in a position to say this is the right player or not a wrong player. But the moment you are being signed by Chiefs or Pirate, that means there must be something that you can do. And then when you get there, it goes with when you get there, what do you do? And then the other thing is you'll find that there are more than 30-something players. You are their reserve in a training session. If you don't have a strong heart, I'm telling you, you're not going to show even in a training session, and then that is when you're going to be dropped.
So what do you think Pirates need to do next season? Do you think they should stick with the squad and limit the amount of transfers, or are you expecting more transfers to come in again?
It doesn't matter what I think or what I would love to see at Paris. It doesn't matter. They're still going to do their own thing, what they want to do. But it will be lovely if they can keep at least players for at least 3 seasons. You see, just bringing up maybe these youngsters from their development gelling up with these players that have been consistent in the show.
And Thabo, just a last minute, a message to the fans, obviously, because they love to hear from you. Is there anything you would like to say to them?
I think mostly to the fans is just to say thank you for what they have done for me, for appreciating what I've done for them. And mostly I think they must know that I understand it is them that put me in the national team at the time that I was ignored. And I was really feeling it that I should play there, but the fans made the selectors to select me. So I think I'm Thabo today because of them. As long as they can understand that I do appreciate what they've done for me, I will not forget that.
That's it for this week. We hope you enjoyed the interviews. Be sure to tune in again next week to see who our next guest will be.